It's incredible what can happen when you make technology more accessible. Charles is here to show us a nice project he built with Azure Percept and Vision AI to make someone's life a bit more accessible. It's a fantastic project, a nice IoT Show episode today. Hi, everyone. This is the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. I hope you are having a great summer. Today, we have Charles with us to discuss what can happen when technology becomes more accessible. Charles, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here, Olivier.
Well, thanks for coming and thanks for working on the projects we're going to talk about today, because I think they are fantastic. They're using technology make our world a better place for others. So that's fantastic. You'll see what I'm talking about here. So Charles, before we get into that, can you give us a little background about yourself? Who are you? What is your day-to-day job and passion and whatnot?
Yeah, so I don't come from it from an angle like I think most people got to the Percept, right? So I was a systems engineer, a project manager, and then I really got involved with Power BI and business intelligence. And I love the visualizations, and I saw the output side that were just so beautiful. And then I got into the data modeling, which opened up a whole new world for me. But the biggest thing I was concerned about was when I started looking at all this data and it was really, really dirty. And I was like, there must be a better way to collect data, because we're collecting data and it's just being stored away. I was like, can we make data more meaningful at the point where we collect it, right? And then along came the Azure Percept with Edge Intelligence, which I didn't really know a lot about before. And that fulfilled that dream for me and that curiosity I had of how do we get data to be more meaningful and to analyze it before we store it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you're not at all an embedded or IoT developer to begin with, right? You're just looking at the data. So you got your hands on an Azure Percept device, right? Lucky you. Some people out there are looking for that. And so you're kind enough to share, you know, what you're building with that. So I think you have blog posts going on tech community and other places. So that's fantastic. What were your first impressions, you know, when starting working with the Azure Percept device and the technologies behind, you know, connecting that device to the cloud and bringing workloads from the cloud down to the edge? Is that something that you had difficulty grasping, understanding, getting onto?
When I first started, it was, I think when we all first log into Azure, it's overwhelming. There's so many resources. And what I discovered quickly about the Percept was it integrated so many pieces in Azure. For example, IoT Hub, there's Edge, the Edge runtime, there's custom vision. There are all these things that were isolated and there were learning curves too. And the Percept just made it so easy. I think we were discussing the other day, it takes me just a few clicks now to custom train something and deploy it, right? Which makes it so easy for me to prototype and take action and move on projects.
Yeah, you were saying when we were preparing that IoT Show episode that even yourself as an IT professional, you were not expecting all of these scenarios to be not just feasible, but that easy to implement. Are there a couple of technology or scenarios that you didn't think were possible or easy to implement that Azure Percept made like easier for you?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I think every day I come up with applications now. Now that I've learned how to use the Azure Percept, for example, I was going on a road trip out west and I was like, well, I should take the Percept with me and mount it to the front of my dashboard and just watch cars and traffic lights. And it was so amazing because I never thought that was possible. It was just dreams, you know, big companies and other people were doing this. And I was like, I'll never get there because I don't know how to code. And I don't know, you know, some of the languages and stuff, but this just made it possible. And we had discussed too, it's like every day I wake up now and I try something new. It's like, oh, I should go outside and you know, watch birds with this, or, you know, watch traffic. Or I actually went out to Montana and there was a garden and I was like, I'll just watch weeds and detect plants one day. So there's so many applications that are possible with the Percept. Yeah.
All of the applications you're describing are using vision AI. And so once again, that was not your field of expertise. So how hard was it to grasp vision AI and to start building models for these applications?
Crazy easy. And we'll go into the demo. It takes, I think I did a video and I posted this too. It took me 30 minutes. I remember somebody from Microsoft suggested you should try sign language, Charles. So I went in one day and I was like, all right, I'll grab a bunch of images. And it took longer to find the images and then save them to my desktop than it did to, you know, tag the bounding boxes, create the model, train the model. So it's just incredible the amount of time that it takes now to, you know, it's short amount of time to create these models. Yeah. And you're right. I had no inclination. I didn't know how any of this worked. I had to figure out how to, you know, I learned that you got to take different angles and take, you know, get close to the camera, back up, all these things I can experiment with. And it just, you know, that my curiosity was just fulfilled. You know, I was able to test all these things.
Yeah. And interestingly, you say that no coding, you didn't have to code. You're not a developer. So you basically just intuitively, I would say, or reading some docs, whatever, able to understand how to train a model based on photos, right? Say, hey, this is something which shows that sign. This one shows that sign. But so with the tools that we have, and people will discover that is not familiar, as you were saying, it's pretty straightforward. You did something special though. So tell me about this project, the Maria project, and what you did and how you basically customized something that could have been mainstream and generic for a specific use in a matter of hours. Tell me more about this project.
Yeah, that one is super interesting because I think we discussed before too, you know, I was making toys. I was making fun little things with Raspberry Pis and Arduinos, just real basic stuff with Minecraft, you know, but I met a girl named Maria online digitally in Puerto Rico, and she has disabilities where she has range of motion issues and she can't speak, so she has to sign. And I had the Percept, so I said, well, can we create a Stephen Hawking's type translator where she can sign to it and it could speak back to her audience? And incredibly, so then I was talking to her her speech therapist, and she sent me an email, and it was kind of an interesting email that we could put up. But she was explaining to me that, you know, there's certain signs that are very hard for Maria to use. For example, you know, ones that are higher, like sunshine or up here, she can't reach up there. So I was like, wow, this is different, because with the AI training, I could now customize the sign language. I could, you know, take that sign and move it down here. And signs like father, which are top of the forehead, I could move to a lower area, right? So it was an application. And it, you know, like you mentioned, I had no healthcare training. I had no social psychology, any of that training. And the Percept allowed me to do that, to give the gift of communication to Maria.
Yeah, there was this intended pun on the title of the show, which is making that technology more accessible helps making accessible some technology, some resources and all to people with disabilities. So this is fantastic. You came up with some visual so that people can understand better. So let's look at this visual for that demo that you bring up.
Sure. So this is an email, Olivier, from the therapist, Maria's therapist. And she's talking about how some of the in a video she sent me, some of the signs have been modified. And also I learned, you know, between Spanish and American Sign Language, there's differences too. So that becomes an issue when she's trying to work with me, because I'm used to American Sign Language. So this was kind of an interesting email from the therapist, and shows the power of customized sign language and using the Percept for this. And I'll walk through. I kind of did a demo, took some pictures of something I just did yesterday, kind of along the lines of how quickly I can prototype. So I took that example, powered it up. So the Percept has, you know, the two little buttons on the front. Once those two light up, this thing is ready to go. And then I go into Azure. I go into Azure Percept Studio. I see that it's connected. So the green dot right there. And I click on that device. So then from there, you go into the vision module, the vision page, and you click on capture images, right? And this is part of the beauty of how the studio and Azure works is it's integrating custom vision AI into it. So I don't have to, you know, go to a separate website or anything. It's all integrated. So here I click on automatic image capture. I say I want one frame every 5 seconds. And then set the automatic capture. And once I do that, it just starts taking pictures. And here I am, you know, a few seconds later, signing the new version of Sunshine. So Sunshine being up here, I've now moved it down here. I took 15 pictures. I drew the bounding box. I tagged it with Sunshine. And then I trained it. And this is the crazy part. Well, it took about 20 minutes to train the model. And then once it's trained, I just pick it in the deploy model little pop-up. I say, I want iteration 5. And, you know, 2 seconds later, I'm signing Sunshine, my new customized sign, to the Percept. And then I can send this video to Maria's therapist, and they can start ideating and coming up with new signs for her. So that's how quickly I'm able to prototype and show, you know, the team remotely what I'm doing.
Wow. And you say prototype, but at the end of the day, it would be pretty straightforward to build a solution that will allow a speech therapist, for example, for their various patients to customize a device for them to have their own way of signing that would be universally understood by everyone, right?
Yeah, and that's the goal. Is I've sent a Percept down to Maria's therapist, and you know I'm going to create the first model, but I want to teach them so that they can go and apply this, and you know take this even further. Yeah,
well, that's impressive, Charles. I think you had the video of Maria signing, right?
Yeah, Olivier. So I have this video here where I have the Percept watching a video of Maria, and you can see the bounding boxes form when it recognizes her signs. There's father. So we did, mother and father, and it was able to recognize her signs, and then I was able to prototype so quickly with this.
Wow. Impressive, Charles. Thanks a lot for sharing that. You wrote a blog post. We have a link down there, aka.ms/IoTshow/accessibletech. And actually, in that blog post, you have the link to that full video, right? So it's embedded in that blog post, so people can go and check it out in its entirety and learn more about the project and what you're doing and all the crazy ideas you're coming up with now that you've been playing with Azure Percept. So Charles, maybe we'll see you again soon with another project, right?
I would love to come back, and I have so many projects in line, so I would love to share more of my crazy ideas. So.
Awesome. Charles, thanks for your time. Everyone, thanks for watching. I hope to see you soon again on the IoT Show. Bye.